We're going to speak to you about you from our perspective, because after all, this is our rampage, so we're going to speak it from our point of view. We like that you are here in these bodies, an obvious thing, beautiful clumps on chairs and beds and tables all around the place. We like that you're here in these physical bodies, but we like even more that you are here focused with us here and now. It's a really nice thing that you have made the decision to play with us about deliberate creation, because that's who you are. That's who you are. You are deliberate creators who have come forth into this physical experience with the express intent of focusing, harnessing, utilizing the energy that creates worlds and flowing it toward the things that you deem valuable. You could not be better at making those choices because you were born ready to make those choices. And you have divinely come forth with a perspective from self that makes you selfishly motivated and selfishly interested. And that is such a wonderful thing, because the perspective of self is all that you ever have. You will never be able to understand accurately what anyone else really thinks about anything else, or what anybody else really feels about anything else. But when you focus from your point of view, and you allow yourself to get some momentum going, others who feel similarly begin to join you, and you begin to feel a harmony, a sort of dance of others on the planet. And as they dance with you, you having chosen as your first dance partner your inner being or the source within you, as others join you in this dance, the momentum of the dance becomes more and more until you begin to consciously be able to observe. You're able to all day long acknowledge the power of your focus. In other words, your ability to create becomes so evident as you apply it more and more, starting at the basis, starting at the beginning, starting after having punched or pushed the reset button. All right, so you heard that, and you didn't object to it. Nothing about that was confusing, especially in light of the conversation that we've had today. You're up to speed with all of that. So, we're going to goose that up just a little bit. We're going to focus with just a little bit more deliberate intent. You are powerful creators who came here with the intent of creating whatever is important to you. And there are no wrong choices for you. The way that you will discern the things that matter most to you is by making choices and by experiencing the contrast of the choices that you are making. As you deliberately apply the focus that you are so keenly and profoundly capable of, you are beginning to feel what it feels like to harness this non-physical energy that creates worlds. You're beginning to feel the power of your being. And the power of your being feels like a lot of fun. It feels like a tremendous amount of clarity. But it also feels like results. And we never, ever, ever want to ask you, or for you to think that we've asked you, to leave manifestations or results out of the equation. Because the way things manifest around you in this world is just more momentum about what you've got going on. So as good things begin happening to you, and you begin acknowledging that these good things are happening, and you find yourself wanting to repeat and talk about these good things that are happening, you begin to get that momentum going more and more and more and more and more. Until it's just a given that you're going to wake up and be able to easily achieve your high-flying disc. And it's just a given that you're going to be able to wake up and, having easily achieved your high-flying disc, find thoughts that are interesting to you, thoughts that are provocative to you, thoughts that hold your attention, thoughts that make you glad to be alive, thoughts that make you glad to be focused in this physical body, thoughts not just about what's around your immediate vicinity, but thoughts about everything that is around your world, because you are the creator of everything that you have access to around this world, around this world. It's not just what's happening in your bed when you are there by yourself. It's not what's happening in your household with the people you live with. It's not just what's happening in your community. It's not what's just happening in your nation. It's not only what is happening in your global community. You are a universal player in this creative world. In this creative world. In this creative world. You are a creator that is adding to all that is. And you've come with powerful intent and purpose. Our greatest satisfaction is watching you begin to discover a piece of satisfaction and milking it. We want you to come to these gatherings or to participate in anything that you participate in for the fun, for the thrill, for the energy that moves. We want you to become... We want you to consciously recognize that you are a world citizen with a worldview who individually, we're talking about any one of you, has the ability to access the energy that creates worlds and flow it toward anything globally that matters to you, and track and calculate the perceivable difference that your attention has made. You have the ability to revive the interest of anyone about anything that is important to you. Humility is not one of our favorite words. Our favorite words are clarity, abundance, passion, eagerness, purpose, decisiveness, love, appreciation, clarity, abundance, passion, eagerness, love, appreciation, eagerness, clarity, love, passion, purpose, decisiveness, eagerness, determination, passion, love, eagerness, purpose, determination. You are powerful beings with powerful energy flowing through you. And you are about to experience the results of that clarity, because you're about to maintain it for longer than you have been. Are you feeling any energy in your physical body right now? That energy that is moving through you is evidence of your relaxed alignment to this that we know to be. It was an energy rampage that was encouraged through some key words, and you were willing compliant because you were already in the vicinity. That's who you are. We've enjoyed this interaction more than our words can convey, but not more than our energy can convey. You have the wind of source at your back. You've already defined where you would like it to flow. Your singular work from this point forward is to feel as good as you can feel and be as happy as you can be, and watch for those step four moments of inclination. It has been a wonderful year and a wonderful decade and a wonderful century and millennium and beyond. But you have seen nothing like what is before you. You are on the brink of deliberate alignment. Oh, that means more in specifics than we have time to express to you. Your prosperity will improve starting this moment. Your clarity has already improved and will continue. Your eagerness for life has been renewed. Your appreciation of others will get higher and higher. The management that Law of Attraction provides will be palpable to you. The crevasse between those who are clear and those who are confused will become more evident. The crevasse between those who are prosperous and those who are desolate will become more evident. It is your charge to focus yourself in the direction of the path of least resistance that leads toward that which you choose. That which you choose. That which you choose. You are powerful beings with powerful energy flowing through you. We want you to consciously recognize that you are a world citizen with a worldview who individually has the ability to access the energy that creates worlds and flow it toward anything globally that matters to you. You are a creator that is adding to all that is. And you've come with powerful intent and purpose. That's who you are. And you're about to experience the results of that clarity, because you're about to maintain it for longer than you have been. And there's just one little piece that we want to stick in here, and that is, there is no looking back. You cannot go back from who you now are. From who you now are. There is great love here for you.